Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, in between us here at 4:30 this afternoon, which will be good. And then, something new at 5:15, Coxopedia is on Radio 1, where Sarah Cox tells you absolutely anything about any subject you want to know about. I don't know if you know this, not a lot of people know it, but Sarah Cox knows everything about absolutely everything. So maybe if you're struggling with a subject at school at the moment, maybe, you know, you've looked something up on Wikipedia and you're not quite happy enough with the answer. No. You need to be contacting Coxopedia instead. It was formerly called It Only Takes a Minute Girl, but we've changed it to Coxopedia because we want Sarah to do more subjects than Wikipedia by, I think realistically, Christmas 2010, this year. Here are just some of the examples of what Sarah Cox knows about.
Coxopedia. The topic is synchronised swimming.
Some of the arm movements can be called the duck, the penguin, the Labrador, and the whisk.
Cricket.
There's a man in a white coat who looks a little bit like a pharmacist, but he's not. He's in charge.
Theme parks.
Theme parks are very popular during the school holidays. Sometimes you have to queue up for 8 days just to get on the corkscrew.
Honeydew melons.
Honeydew melon were first farmed in Wigan by Queen Victoria. She was passing a crop of honeydew melons and she went, "Hey, honey," to the driver of her horse and carriage, who was called Drew. And that changed eventually to honeydew melons.
Your subject is the saxophone.
Saxophones are very popular throughout Egypt as they are used to charm the pharaoh from the Sphinx. Saxophones are spelt...
Coxopedia. They are just some of the things that she knows everything about. I'm hearing that Sarah would have been on QI. That was the original plan, but then they were frightened that Sarah would make Stephen Fry look like a dunce. So they pulled her out of the whole thing. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Right, I've got this email from Kim off of Wakefield. Hiya, Kim. It says, "Dear Scott, Becky, still off on holiday, PR4L, on Thursdays. Mother doesn't speak. Here, hello." She says, "Don't you hate it when someone points something out that is so annoying that you never noticed before, but now always do? Have you ever had that? Things maybe you like you've never noticed on a TV show, then someone points it out and you're like, oh God, yeah, that does happen a lot. For example, Kim says, I was listening to Pixie Lott on holiday and The Fall came on." Now that's the original version of the song Turn It Up. "How much does that girl breathe between each line? It's all I can hear when that song comes on now." Now, I had never noticed this before, but here is The Fall, now known as Turn It Up by Pixie Lott. Listen to the breathing on this. You won't be able to hear this song in the same way ever again after this.
I know you can't stay, so I won't be waiting, anticipating for the fall. We had our time, baby, so I won't be waiting, anticipating for the call.
That was Pixie Lott. Anyone else got other examples of stuff that you never notice, but then when it points out to, when it's pointed out to you, like you notice it all the time? Every time I play that song on Radio 1, I will be listening for the...
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I seem to have ruined the Pixie Lott song for a lot of people now. Sorry. Apparently, Tiny Temper does it quite a lot in Written in the Stars as well. Right, can we all stop listening to the breathing in songs now? Because it's doing everyone's head in. Stop listening for the breathing, all right? Stop it.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Luke from Newcastle.
Luke from Newcastle. Excitable. What's the carrying?
Not much, just at work, you?
Yeah, I'm at work, yeah. Same.
Yeah, I've been listening, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about... the Pixie Lott thing before the breathing. Never noticed it before now. Have you got one?
Yeah, I've just, you know, the little black and white thing that comes on the corner of your TV screen when there's about to be an advert on ITV?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my brother, before he actually told us about it, I used to think he was a genius predicting when the adverts came, but then I've just realised that actually that just tells you when they're about to happen.
I was just talking to the one that doesn't speak about this, and he didn't know it either. There's sometimes a little thing, like a little black thing that comes up in the corner of the screen, right?
That's all I can ever know now, because he's pointed it out to us.
That's all you see? Every time the little thing appears, and that means the adverts are about to come on.
I never noticed it at all before he pointed it out to us.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that, though. Well, so you thought your brother was some kind of genius? Is like the adverts are about to come on.
I thought it was like Mystic Mega something predicting when the adverts came.
No, it's just he could see the little black thing and he didn't let you in on it.
Nah, I can't believe it.
So do you notice it all the time now?
Every time there's an advert coming, I always notice it.
Why is it there, though? It's weird.
I know, I honestly don't know why.
I did know that, but I've never actually questioned as to why there has to be a little black thing in the corner of the screen. I don't get it.
Nah, it must be out of an hour, God.
Oh.
No, that was just one of the lads that were beeping the horn in the car.
Where do you work?
At a Ford garage in Newcastle.
Fair play. All right, well, thanks for a lot of people won't have known that, so that's good knowledge.
Sounds cheers.
Okay, do you want to give me a high five then?
Oh, 2 seconds.
Good work.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This is BBC Radio 1. It's 25 with Scott Mills, and the in-betweeners are here. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
So we've got Simon, who plays Will. We've got Joe, who plays Simon. We've got James, who plays Jay, and Blake, who plays Neil. Welcome to Radio 1 again.
Hello.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Also, thanks for agreeing to be on the live webcam, which is there for you now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. So if you're a little bit bored at work and you're like, okay, you need to pass the time, then why not look at the in-betweeners now on our lovely website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Firstly, I feel the need to apologise to all of you for Fern Cotton.
Oh. What's she done now?
Well, you know she's the biggest fan of your show, right?
We have heard that, yeah.
And I think that she may have gone borderline stalker on your asses. And trying to get herself a part in it, and
she
I think
she's
been. I know. Well, we're going to play that in a minute, okay. But I think she might have been bombarding the production company with calls, etc. So, I mean, maybe they don't filter it down to the actors, but I just feel that we should probably apologise for the production team.
That's what they're there
for. I had
for.
Heard word,
yeah, but
that was happening.
Mm. She loves it so much.
Thank you, Fern, for liking it.
Yeah. Here's a little bit from tonight's show.
There was something about the start of a new school year that filled me with hope. Mainly, it was the hope that the next 12 months couldn't be as painful, embarrassing, or humiliating as the last. Plus, it was a chance for everyone to catch up on the gossip from the summer, and Neil had some very big news indeed.
Yeah, the holidays were nice, although I was nearly unfaithful to my girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend over the summer?
It's Fern Cotton.
Right, I see.
She's going to be so happy with that. So happy with that.
Mm. Nice editing there.
Yeah. Good bit of editing there.
Yeah, I hear that the original was different to that.
Slightly. Just a little bit.
Yeah. But anyway, she's going to be very pleased with that. But didn't actually manage to get in the show herself.
So. No. She's too glam to be in the show.
Do you think?
Yeah. She's too good looking. And
We wouldn't be able to get any work done with Fern Cotton running around on set.
Is a great answer as to why she's not in it.
Running. She'll be running.
So it's back tonight on E4 at 10 PM. This is series 3.
Mm.
Indeed.
Ah. Do you call it series or season?
Series,
mate.
We're very strict on that.
Are you?
Yeah, we're not Americans.
We're
like, what season is it? Fall?
Premiere. It's your season premiere. None of that. But I just noticed looking through some articles that a lot of people are calling it season.
I know.
Really?
Oh, I know, yeah.
I think it's too late to nip that in the bud now.
I think
it might
be, yeah.
Is like America like quite influential
it's America
in the way that... when did that start happening? Why was I talking about this?
Will you be watching it at home tonight?
Yeah.
I will be. I haven't seen it yet.
So. Yeah, you haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Okay. Just see what happens in it.
Would there come a time where you would ever watch it together? Or have you done that before?
We've done
in a hot tub, you mean, or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
I hope so. Well, we don't have to watch it.
I think we're all going round to Joe's house tonight.
I think you guys will come round to mine, and we're going to
have like a big slumber party.
Yeah, we'll have some wine.
It.
We'll see what.
Oh, it's so fun!
Joe doesn't have any furniture in his.
I've got no furniture, so we can sit on a mattress.
Well, I don't know. I don't have any either. So
two men without any furniture.
Yeah.
Rubbish. A lot of people on Twitter, James, are asking how your new flat is.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's very nice. But
it's
without any
scary,
furniture.
That, isn't it, really?
I've got to ask you something about Twitter. I tweeted the other day that I was getting on a plane and I mentioned that speedy boarding was a really fun thing to say. And I got a lot of Mills sort of tweet back saying that you've got a problem with speedy boarding.
Got a bit of a problem with the speedy boarders. It reared its ugly head again today when I was coming back from south of France, and there were some Italians on board who were just like, speedy boarding, and just pushed past me. And they think they're something. They think they're all that.
Just pay the extra £9.50.
So, James, you do speedy boarding, do you?
Yeah, I love it.
You are a speedy boarder.
You don't like speedy boarders.
I just don't like some of their. I'm not speaking for all of speedy boarders. I'm just saying some of their attitudes.
I can imagine that is a bit annoying. People walking past you saying speedy boarding.
Yeah, but you seem to be quite a kind of quiet speedy boarder. You'll just get on.
Although I do say speedy boarding to myself because, as I say, it's a fun thing to say.
It is. But you do feel powerful because you've got SB on your ticket.
No, I don't feel powerful. I just feel happy that I'm going to actually get a seat.
Yeah, but you also
and
get
everyone gets a seat, don't they?
Well, you say they overbooked a plane that I was trying to get on the other day, so
you had to stand.
This is just becoming a string of gripes about.
I had to sit in the toilet.
Anyway, moving on. But yes, that is a running theme. Yeah. It really is. Now, do you mind having a chat with my mate Chris, because he's on the line now, so it would be rude to say no.
It's one of those Fern Cotton situations.
The arm is being twisted.
He's having a season premiere party tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. You're very excited at this point, aren't you?
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. You guys are my heroes, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Seriously, love it. I'm sorry I'm not Fern Cotton, but, you know, I'll have to do.
Oh, next best thing. Tell me about your party tonight, Chris.
Well, me and the boys have been looking forward to this night for a long, long time now. So what we've decided to do is go all out and have a premiere.
And where is the premiere?
Like a proper in-betweeners premiere. So we're getting dressed up in school uniforms.
He really is.
That's a good start.
Yeah. We're making up a large Coco van.
Very good.
Are
you really?
Pretty good. The thing is, what we thought we'd do is go back to like our proper old school roots, like when we were sort of 16, 17, and like try and buy all our booze on fake ID.
So you can have lots of Drambuie and sort of blackcurrant flavoured cream liqueur and stuff like that.
It's going to be great.
You need to film this on like a camera phone or
Will
something.
Will you film it, Chris, please?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not?
So he's coming on down to the party then?
We got all the lads are coming down. We're thinking of getting one of them. It looks a bit like Will to dress up as like sort of an Orthodox Jew. it should be a good night, all in all, I think.
Any celebs coming?
Well, you're invited if you want to come round, Scott.
Where is it?
Pinner, actually, where I think a lot of it.
Pinner,
we film a lot of it.
A very appropriate place for this party.
Very authentic.
Well, it's almost like I feel like we're going back to the homeland for it. You know, conveniently, I do live here.
Mm. You do,
but it feels like we've sort of done a pilgrimage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah,
very good.
It's a holy place for us.
I guess it's probably convenient that the premiere's being held at your home. That was a good stroke of luck, wasn't it?
it's all very lucky, yeah.
Well, you have a lovely time and make sure you film it, please.
Well, I'll film it. As I said, you're more than welcome to come round, Scott. Bring a few mates.
Monday night in Pinner. Hello. I'll let you know later. I'll give you a call.
Nice one.
Okay, bye.
That's Chris.
Bye-bye.
He's so excited about speaking to you guys. You don't understand. That's maybe made his life.
Oh.
Or a year, anyway. It really has. Have you ever watched an episode of the show with your mum?
Never.
Would you ever do that?
I've Can't watched one with James's mum.
Here we go.
Post-coital.
You can't watch it with your mum, can you? Really?
I can't. No,
I've watched it. You know what's coming. You can make an excuse to leave the room at certain points.
Mm. I attempted to watch it with my parents once, but it was so painful that I just... it was a double bill as well. It was a disaster.
Any member of your family you can watch it with?
My brothers, maybe.
The stuff I say in it, I can't. I can't watch it with my little sister, my mum, or my dad. That would be weird.
Yeah, really weird. So, normally in isolation, it seems, you watch the show.
Yeah, watch it alone. In a little pod.
There's a lot of episodes I've never seen.
Now, this series is going to be huge, let's face it. The last two have kind of steadily grown through word of mouth, and this one I think is going to go mad. But I'm hearing that you might not do it anymore.
We don't really know yet. I mean, at the moment, obviously the third series is done and out tonight, and we've got kind of a film that we're going to be doing. Probably going to start the bulk of the filming of that in January, so it might be out at some point next year. And from there, we don't really know what's happening yet. So
depends if a really good idea comes along.
Yeah,
you know, we're all proud of the show, and we'll only do it if it's going to be good. So
we were saying before, though, like in America, if something really works and takes off, they do it for like 10, 15 years.
I know, but they do it well, don't they?
So do you.
They keep that standard up quite well.
Think about Friend. That was on. And then Joey, the spin-off.
Well,
yeah. Oh,
classic.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And where,
well, I think the thing with America is they have like 15 or 20 writers working on a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas British comedy seems to be, all the like great British comedy seem to have one or two writers.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you get this phenomenon in America as well, don't you, where you have like a creator of a show, but then they actually don't physically write it after a while. Other writers come in and do it based on their sort of
executive
values
producers
that they set out. Yes, exactly.
That's what they're called.
And we don't seem to do that so much in this country.
How, a lot of people are asking this, how much fun is it to actually film, or is it just really hard work? Because it obviously looks fun.
I tell you what it is. It is more boring than you would think. I mean, it's a very repetitive process, filming. That's sort of the overwhelming feature of it.
I think it's supposed to be work, but we do just muck about all day long.
I mean, when you're playing teenagers that are very kind of puerile and immature, it can't help but kind of seep into the natural way that you are on set. You're in costume, you're on set.
It affects how you kind of carry yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's funny how
it's a lot of fun. We all get on well with each other as well, so we make it fun.
That was going to be my next question. You do actually like each other, don't you?
Yeah,
we do.
It's quite handy, that.
Yeah. Okay. Other than Blake, who we have a real problem with.
That kind of bonds the rest of us together, though.
Yeah.
The mutual hatred
of me.
Yeah. Okay, In Between is with us. We're going to play Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow now.
Brilliant.
Obviously. Yeah, as you do. And then we'll be back. It's Radio 1. Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow and Shame. The In-Betweeners are here. Hi.
You all right?
Hiya.
We just talk about a lot of people having In-Betweeners parties tonight for the new series, 10 o'clock, E4. So I hope it's good.
Yeah,
we
were just saying that ourselves.
Yeah. Well, no, because like we had a World Cup party, a Radio 1 World Cup party on the show, and we built up this huge, great, big celebration thing. It was on a Friday, and it was that day where we drew 0-0 with somebody I can't even remember.
Algeria.
Yeah, it was, and the atmosphere was awful.
Well, if you've forgotten how that felt, stick around for tonight.
Now we've read a few things about, like, Simon, you didn't want to do the film, blah, blah, blah.
That's absolutely not true.
That
was in the papers. But
So you weren't demanding millions?
Absolutely untrue. I don't know where the story came from. I've denied it, and Bwark, who make it, have denied it. And it's amazing when you're in the public eye, these stories just, I guess somebody just made it up.
Also, pick on someone more interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
There's bigger fish to fry.
Leave me alone.
So you were always on board?
Yeah, I was always on board. I always said I wanted to do it. I've never asked for more money than the other boys. I have no idea where that came from.
Mm. Who has changed the most, though, since this show went big? Who's the most showbiz now?
I don't think any of us have changed. I mean, James was very showbiz before.
To start with.
I mean, he came out of the womb showbiz. Yeah.
Darling.
Jazz hands all the way. Sequin suit on. It was lovely. A glorious moment.
So, no, all still the same, really.
I guess so,
I'd say
yeah.
So, yeah.
Hi, Tulip, who does the news.
Hi.
Say hi to Tulip.
Hi, Tulip.
We have this thing on the show where normally the guests are still here because we get guests in between 4:30 and 5, and then there's an awful thing which Tulip hates where the guests normally have to watch her while she reads the news.
I'm looking forward to this.
It's really intense.
Yes.
Who did we do it with last time?
To distract her?
JLS.
Yeah, JLS were here last week, and it was a very...
And the Hoff one.
And the Hoff was a good one, wasn't it? So if you could just stare her out during the news. Yeah. You're not allowed to say anything because there's just serious stuff on there.
I'm going to steal her glasses.
Yeah,
no, don't poke her. That would be bad.
Not allowed to touch.
Just stare her out.
Just the mental bullying.
Yeah, that'd be great. No.
No.
Now, also, the show's been on in America, hasn't it? How's that gone down?
well, I think.
I think it's gone down well, yeah. I think they edit it quite a lot. I don't think that
they don't get
they
the good
can use
stuff.
The kind of language that we use over here, but I think it's gone down quite well.
Nobody even knows I'm in it in America.
Do they?
Completely cut.
I was watching Skins once on BBC America, and they had subtitles.
Is that true?
Yeah, because like someone speaks a bit like that.
Somebody said that they hadn't heard an accent like mine on the television since the 70s.
Which
is quite weird.
So it's gone down all right in America?
As far as I'm aware, it has, yeah.
It seems like it.
And is there an American version that might happen?
They are. They're making an American version. I mean, we won't be in it. So, we don't really care.
Do you think that'll work, an American version of it?
Probably.
I think the themes are quite universal.
They'll probably do it.
As Joe says, the themes are very universal.
They'll probably take the idea, make it better.
Just do it well.
Yeah.
Who would you like to play your characters? Dream scenario.
Ooh, okay,
dream scenario.
Obviously, Rick Moranis for me, from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good.
Sarah?
Well, should we stay at the sort of, like the Ghostbusters level?
End. Yeah.
So I'd have Dan Aykroyd.
I'll go with, what's his name? The other one who's in the Caddyshack.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Oh,
yeah. So we're doing sort of 80s comedy heroes. Right. Jim Belushi. Dead, of course.
We'll exhume him. Just for the series. Because the American Office worked really well.
Yeah. Yes. I think that they missed the point of it. But anyway, we won't go into that.
No, feel free.
No, I just felt that they sort of took it and went too far with it. But I think I'm in the minority. I think anyone who's watched it seems to love it.
You seem to be in the minority, but I agree with you, James.
Because there's some things, they seem to have forgotten that it was a mockumentary. Mm. And the beauty of The Office was that they were stuck, that they couldn't do certain things. But the American Office, they seem to just carry on and do those things
in front
of a film camera.
Amen.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's that done and dusted, isn't it? And also, let's finally talk about filming in Malia. What was that like? Was that fun? Or was that... It wasn't high season, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's the
it was the big final weekend. Where people go, hey, what are you filming for? Oh, it's the in-betweeners.
No, there was a brilliant bit where someone just shouted to Blake. They went, Neil! And then he turned around and just went...
They hadn't thought through what would happen if Blake actually turned around. They got as far as Sharon Neal and then hadn't thought the rest of it through.
So how did that work? Because if you've ever been to Mali, you'll know it's completely swamped.
Yeah, it was a shambles.
Zombies coming
it
towards
didn't
you.
Work. Yeah, it didn't
the
work.
The first night filming was a bit of a disaster.
It was an absolute write-off,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. I think people might jumping on us during takes and in between.
We might have got, if we're lucky, we might have got 20 seconds of usable footage.
I was going to have to go back and do it all again. It was a really expensive waste of time.
But it was a laugh, though.
We had a laugh.
Yeah, we went on jet skis.
We got a holiday out of it. Yeah. So
how long were you there?
4 days.
And how much of that will we see on the TV?
20
little.
Seconds, if you're lucky.
20 seconds.
Yay!
The new series of Inbetweeners is on tonight on E4 at 10 o'clock. Lots of people are having parties, and it's going to be good. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Thanks very much.
Thank you
very much.
Good. And thank you to our live... if you'd like to wave bye in a game show way to the to the live webcam viewers who are probably leaving us now. Coxopedia. Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Now, we are compiling the Coxopedia, and it's an encyclopedia of everything that you would ever want to know about.
Yeah. We've got quite a lot to get through.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's 3.4 million entries on Wikipedia.
How many have we done so far?
It's a handful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But by the end of the year, I reckon we could beat it. Coxopedia! So, have you been revising anything?
I've just kind of got the knowledge. You're either born with the knowledge or you're not. Although, taxi drivers learn the knowledge. But I have got the knowledge. Like, I don't want to sound big-headed, but like supreme knowledge. I know a bit about every subject.
Let's find out who needs your help today. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Kevin Jones.
Hello, Kevin. Where do you live?
I live near Stonehenge.
Oh, is that a clue, Kevin? Because I've been revising Stonehenge, ancient Egyptians and things to do with macaroni.
Depends if you know your knowledge around the area.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this is maybe related to Stonehenge.
Well, I wouldn't say it was.
Oh,
so
it's not.
He's playing his poker face, even though it's radio.
Okay, so, Kevin.
Yes?
Tell Sarah what you need to know about in 1 minute and she'll do it.
I need to know about, in 1 minute, the racehorse jockey.
Racehorse jockey.
How to be a racehorse jockey.
Go!
Yep.
How to be a racehorse jockey. It's very easy. Your mum needs to smoke heavily whilst you're in the womb, and then when you're born, you'll be small, which will seem bad, and the doctors will gather around and say, you should have laid off them fags, missus. But the good news will be you won't grow much. So let's fast forward into your teenage years. You won't have grown much, you won't have a girlfriend, but then one day you'll see a horse and you may get picked up by a horse trainer. They usually wear a big duffel coat, they've got grey hair, bad breath, and they will get you and they will train you up to make you into a jockey, which means you've just got to ride horses. The horses are massive, especially because you're only little, you only come up to their knees, which are normally quite knobbly, so be careful. So they'll sit you in the saddle and you'll be off, and they're off, they say, and they're coming up the inside, and then you, before you know it, you'll be a champion jockey. You'll be very small, but you might get a nice blonde wife and possibly a mock Tudor mansion to live in with all your other little jockey friends. Jockeys usually live on Cannelloni Beach.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, we were just getting onto the cannelloni beans.
I know. I was moving on to diet and exercise, but...
Why did you need to know about that, Kevin?
Well, as an amateur jockey for Seamus Mullins, I've only had one winner so far, and I just thought I needed to expand my knowledge in the racing so that I can be champion jockey one day.
Do you eat the cannelloni beans?
No, I don't.
Ah,
got a mock Tudor mansion?
No, not yet.
Not yet. You will have.
One day, son.
Are you quite small?
No, I'm 5'9".
Ah, that's where you're going wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
Don't be five... Do you wear Cuban heels in the saddle?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
Did that help you in any way at all, Kevin?
I'm sure it will.
It will?
Thanks very much.
That's what Coxopedia is all about.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks very much.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Coxopedia.
So, I went to the south of France at the weekend. And then a place that claims to be a country called Monaco, which is kind of in France, but not really. It's really tiny. And it was fun. I just wanted to go... It was my flatmate's birthday a few weeks back, so we're like, let's go somewhere hilarious, where there'll be loads of, really rich people carrying slightly pointless dogs in bags. And that kind of fitted the bill, really. A little tip for you. Don't ever go there because you do feel really poor. So if you're prepared for that, then it's a great place to go. As people drive past again and again and again in their Lamborghini or Rolls Royce. But it was hilarious to watch. And you know what I'm like. As well as taking in all the sights and sounds that Monaco had to offer, I did watch some TV while I was there because I like to go on a mini break or a full-blown holiday and watch television. So there I am, flicking through the channels on Saturday night, just to see what's on. Because I can't watch X Factor, or Strictly. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see what the equivalent is in Monaco. Now, I don't think... Well, no, it was definitely they're speaking Italian. So it was definitely an Italian channel, because it's apparently quite near to Italy. Is it? Monaco? Okay, cool. So they had some French channels, and they had some Italian channels as well. And there's one channel which... had what looked like a kind of talent show on it, but not like any ones that we have. Basically, it's lots of vintage ladies. They weren't even singing. They were just dancing around on stage. But this isn't a small stage. This is like a big arena with a massive, massive crowd in front of them. And from what I can gather, the old ladies are just having a bit of a dance, and then everyone cheers, and then the next one comes on. It's not even like Strictly, though, where it's proper dancing. They're just doing granny dancing, basically, on the TV. And this seems to be what passes for Saturday night entertainment on TV in Italy. They're not cougars, no, the one that doesn't speak. Whatever the next one up is from cougars, that's what they are. Because these ladies, they're old, to be honest. If anyone knows what this show is, on a Saturday night... on Italian television. I think it was called Velone or Velone, V-E-L-O-N-E. Then let me know. Maybe you're an actual Italian, or maybe you know someone that is. Maybe, can you explain this show to me? Because we were mesmerised by it, me and my flatmate, for about half an hour. I did actually take some pictures as well of the show on my phone, off of the TV. If you want to see this amazing what looked like a granny reality contest, then go online now. I believe the pictures are on my blog. Look at the lady that's too old to be a cougar in a cowgirl outfit, and they had Lily Allen's Not Fair playing when she was dancing around the stage. Hot. So yeah, go online, have a look at the pictures that I took off of my TV while on holiday. bbc.co.uk/radio1. If anyone can shed light on what this show is, I'd be grateful. Hello?
Hi, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you and who are you?
I'm Marisa from Bedford, Italian Marisa from Bedford.
You're Italian?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I'm Sicilian, actually, to be specific.
Okay, here's the test for everyone who says they're Italian, and we'll find out whether they are or not.
Okay.
Do you know Eros Ramazzotti?
Yes, I do.
Who is he?
He's quite popular. He's a singer, a famous singer in Italy.
Yeah. I heard him in a pizza joint last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the song's just been going round and round and round in my head. So much so, they played it on a loop and that my, yeah. with my flatmate, and he said that he's going to tell people that's the song I want at my funeral. And this is it now. Oh, no, not again. It's getting my head again. No!
He's really good. He's very popular.
He's popular in North London at this pizza place.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's always on. 10 times.
Oh my God.
We were only waiting. We weren't even there to eat. We were just waiting for our pizzas to be made.
Yeah.
On at least 10 times. I'm having this at my funeral now.
He's the only good singer in Italy, though, to be fair, so.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're an Italian.
Yeah.
What's this show all about with the grannies prancing
well,
around?
I wanted to ring because I'm so glad that you've seen it, because we've got Italian telly at our house, and my dad watches it every night, and all there is just Italian women, naked women, just dancing around.
No, they weren't naked. These are old ladies dancing. There's nothing naked going on.
Oh, right.
Did you think there was a naked granny contest? Do you think that's what I said?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't surprise me what it is, because the only thing they do is dance.
And also, what does your dad watch?
He watches Rai Uno. Yes.
Wow. No, it's not Granny's naked, it's just Granny's dancing.
Oh, right. Well, that doesn't surprise me either. That's all they do, is just dance around.
Yeah, but there's nothing sexy about the dancing. They're just... Anyway, have a look at the pictures, and then maybe speak to me again. Pictures are on the blog, love. Pictures are on my blog online.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to give me a high five then?
Hold on a sec.
Hang on a minute. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. Oh, are you the Matt who's in Italy at the moment?
Yes.
I got your text.
I'm currently in Italy. Yes.
Whereabouts in Italy are you?
Ravenna.
Oh, what are you doing there?
I'm studying to be a boat designer.
A bed designer?
Boat.
Oh, boat designer, I was going to say. But where are you actual from?
Brighton.
Okay, so you're listening online to Radio 1.
Yep.
Can you shed any light on this show that I saw on Saturday night, which was on Italian TV? I'm sat there in my hotel room, and it's grannies dancing around. What's it all about?
Well, every weekend for the past 5 months that I've been here, every Saturday night, this programme comes on, and women of... Very
age.
Old age.
Yes,
I've
old age.
Women of,
apparently they're called
about
Jaguars. 100
about 100? Literally, not... like a 100-year-old woman was on it 1 week.
Okay.
So they do that, they dance around, and then at the end they get voted on.
And what do the people vote on?
Their dancing skills, I guess.
And it seems to be in front of a large crowd.
It's a large crowd, and yeah.
What else happens?
Well, not much more than that, to be quite honest. Sometimes they sing. I've seen them sing occasionally.
And how does it end? How does the show end?
Well, they get voted on, and if they win, they get a bunch of flowers, and that's the end.
And they get flowers at the end?
Yes.
Oh, you don't really know much more than me.
No, not particularly.
But you have watched it every Saturday night whilst you've been in Italy for the last 5 months.
There's not much else to do, to be honest.
Well, okay, fair enough. Right, it's good to speak to you.
And you.
Give me a high five from Italy, please, on the phone.
Hang on. So.
Hi, cinco. That's Spanish.
Ciao.
Ciao.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Love it that you're still sending in innuendo bingo after, what, 2 or 3 years now? Normally we get a few sent in over the weekend. Here's one from somebody who was watching Heartbeat. God, is that still on? It's still on. Is it on ITV4 or something? I don't know. Anyway, thank you for this one. This bit of innuendo bingo from Heartbeat.
Who's that? I left my purse on the table.
Hey! He's got my sausage!
That one's from Chris, who sent that one in. Not the greatest bit of innuendo bingo ever, but thank you anyway, Chris. To be honest, the next one isn't the greatest either, although the person saying it does seem to think this is the funniest thing that she's ever heard. Her name is Elaine Page, and she does a show on Radio 2, which is all about, and she plays, songs from the shows. This is Elaine.
The two-hour unauthorised account by award-winning director Gordon McDougall is based on the 61-year-old's book Anyone Can Do It. Is that right?
Now that is a laugh and a half, isn't it? Check it out. That is such a good laugh.
Don't.
Now, I never noticed Elaine Page's laugh before. I can listen to this all day.
Don't.
Yeah, I really could. Imagine what it would be like if Elaine Page would laugh some of your favourite TV themes. Wow. Remember Adele did this a while ago? I think she may even have a better laugh than Adele. Oh. Wow.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
A lot of people comparing Elaine Page's laugh off of Krusty the Clown. That's Elaine, and here's Krusty. It's the same! You won't be able to... That's Krusty. That's Elaine Page. Oh, my God, it really is. You won't be able to listen to Elaine Page's song from the shows ever again on Radio 2 without thinking of Krusty the Clown now. Same. Hello?
Hi, Scott, this is...
Hello, are you right?
Yeah, I'm in between... I've noticed one of those annoying things.
Okay.
And it's, like, on FedEx, the sign, in between the E and the X is an arrow.
Between on the FedEx logo,
yeah, and the FedEx logo, there's like in between the E and the X.
Between the E and the X, there's an arrow. Hang on, I'm getting it up now. This is one of those things that I'm not ever going to be able to stop noticing now, isn't it? Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so there is. That's weird. I'm probably not the first person you've told this to, am I?
No, my mate took me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite weird. Like, quite a few people saying that one actually.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to give me a high five? Press 5 on your phone.
All right, hang on.
Yeah. Love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens is on tonight at 7. Hi, Hugh.
Hiya.
Come on over and speak to me.
Hiya.
All right?
Hiya. Yeah, good, thanks.
Sorry, it was a bit unexpected, wasn't it?
Oh, hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right, what's on tonight?
Tonight, we have got nothing but 2 hours of brilliant music. There's no guests, there's no sessions.
Nothing in the way.
Nothing in the way.
Just the hits. Just
a bunch of brilliant records of all kind. Oh, Daniel P. Carter's coming in ahead of his rock show. But other than that, just pure music. And looking back at the weekend, I went to Bestival on the weekend.
How was that?
It was big. It was big and messy. Yeah.
I've got some friends who I've been trying to get hold of now all day because I've got something important to tell them. Oh. Nothing bad.
All right.
Can I get hold of them today? No. Were they at Bestival on the weekend? Yes.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what I mean? Just text me back at some point. Mind you, having said that, I'm the worst for texting back. But when I send one, I want one back. So,
yeah, that's fair enough.
But, you know, I think they're just, yeah, they're feeling the
Are they on the ferry right now, maybe?
Yeah, I think probably, like everyone else.
Yeah, it was weird on the ferry. On the way to the Isle of Wight, there was advert on the ferry for the local school. I've never seen a school advertised before. And also for the local garlic farm. Have you ever been to a garlic farm, Scott?
No, I haven't.
No.
But I'd quite like to.
Yeah,
it sounds like one of the Isle of Wight, along with Black Gang Chine, that was a big Isle of Wight tourist attraction. Not sure it is so much anymore. I'm from a Southampton sea, so I know all this.
Okay.
I've got the knowledge, but I didn't even know about the garlic farm.
Yeah, big garlic farm. They do garlic wine, and they do like garlic honey, garlic jam,
wine.
Garlic everything. But I went from Portsmouth Harbour.
Yep.
Yeah,
so, done that many a time.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. I got the first ferry back at 4:45 in the morning.
OMLG to that.
Exactly.
Who did you see, please?
I saw the Jolly Boys, who are a brilliant Jamaican band who do covers of Amy Winehouse's Rehab, Johnny Cash, a lot of brilliant songs, Iggy Pop and stuff. There we go. Dizzy Rascal, he was good. Bit of Bombay Bicycle Club. Yeah, I saw a lot of good stuff.
When were you there from until?
I was there Friday only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't cope any longer.
Did you not? I want to get on the 4:45 ferry.
Yes, please. Radio 1
Podcast. If you go on my pages at Radio 1 Online, any minute now, there will be a video of the in-betweeners who were in between 4:30 and 5 today. Very good. I had a nice chat about the film, what they are making, filming in Malia, and what a nightmare that was because it was high season and everyone's like, oh, it's the in-betweeners. Yeah, we're actually in the middle of a take at the moment. And loads of other stuff as well. And the whole thing about Simon, who plays Will, turning down the film, said that was a load of nonsense as well. He was on board right from the start. You can hear the whole interview on the podcast tomorrow. If you want to see the video, it'll be up on my pages in a few minutes. Maybe you're having an in-betweeners party tonight with a few mates round, like my friend Chris, to celebrate the new series, E4, 10 o'clock. Have a look at the video. In-betweeners, if you missed them on the live webcam earlier.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.